Francis Albert Sinatra was an American singer, actor, director, and producer. Sinatra is one of the best-selling music artists of all times, with sales of more than 150 million records worldwide. Most American music critics called him the greatest singer of the 20th century. Sinatra had so many hits that it was extremely difficult for me to select individual songs for this special tribute to the man. Nevertheless, here now is probably the biggest compilation of songs from an artist that I've ever done. And yet, it still contains only a few of the many, many big sellers that Frank Sinatra had. Please enjoy.
A fine romance you won't nestle. A fine romance you won't even wrestle. I might as well play bridge with my old maid aunt. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol, it doesn't move me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. All the way. Love and marriage, love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage. This I'll tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary. This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too. People who smile at you, and each time I roam, Chicago is calling me home. Chicago is why I just grin like a clown. It's my kind of town. Night and day, you are the one.
whether near to me or far. No matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day. That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. I'll sing to her, bring spring to her, and long for the day when I'll cling to her, bewitched, bothered and bewildered. Am I?
Francis Albert Sinatra was born on December 12, 1915, in Hoboken, New Jersey. He was the only child of Italian immigrants, and Sinatra's father was a lightweight boxer who fought under the name Marty O'Brien and served with the Hoboken Fire Department as a captain. His mother, known as Dolly, was influential in the neighborhood and in local Democratic Party circles. Sinatra left high school without graduating, having attended only 47 days before being expelled because of his rowdy conduct. And for his livelihood, he worked as a delivery boy at the Jersey Observer newspaper and later as a riveter in a shipyard. But music was Sinatra's main interest, and he listened carefully to big band jazz music. He began singing for tips at the age of 8, standing on top of the bar at a local nightclub, and he began singing professionally as a teenager in the 1930s, although he learned music by ear and never actually learned how to read music. Sinatra got his first break in 1935 when his mother persuaded a local singing group, the Three Flashers, to let him join. And with Sinatra, the group became known as the Hoboken Four, and they sufficiently impressed a man called Edward Bowes. After appearing on his amateur hour show, they attracted 40,000 votes and won first prize, which was a six-month contract to perform on both stage and radio across the United States. Sinatra left the Hoboken Four and returned home in late 1935, and his mother secured him a job as a singing waiter and an MC at the Rustic Cabin in New Jersey, for which he was paid $15 a week. But in the June of 1939, Harry James hired Sinatra on a one-year contract of $75 a week. Sinatra released 10 commercial tracks with Harry James through 1939, including this next song called All or Nothing at All, which had rather poor sales on its initial release, but then sold millions of copies when re-released by Columbia at the height of Sinatra's popularity a few years later. So here it is.
All or
heart and ever could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. I said all, nothing at all. If it's love, there ain't no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Hey, please don't bring your lips close to my cheek. Don't you smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes, the touch of your hand makes me weak. In my heart, it may grow very dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. Well, you see, I've got to say no, 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 oh, or nothing at all.
In November of 1939, Sinatra was asked by bandleader Tommy Dorsey to join his band as a replacement for a vocalist called Jack Leonard, and this meeting was a turning point in Sinatra's career. By signing with Dorsey's band, one of the hottest at the time, he greatly increased his visibility with the American public. Although Sinatra was still under contract at that time with James, James recognized the opportunity that Dorsey had offered and graciously released Sinatra from his contract. Sinatra recognized this debt to James throughout his life, and upon hearing of Harry James's death in 1983, he stated that he is the one that made it all possible. In his first year with Dorsey, Sinatra released more than 40 songs. A song called I'll Never Smile Again topped the charts for 12 long weeks. Let's now have a listen to that early Sinatra song sung with the Dorsey Orchestra.
Do your tears would fill my eyes, my heart would realize that our
Sinatra's relationship with Tommy Dorsey was somewhat troubled because of their contract, which awarded Dorsey one-third of Sinatra's lifetime earnings in the entertainment industry. And in January of 1942, Sinatra recorded his first solo sessions without Dorsey's band, but with Dorsey's approval. Dorsey eventually bade a fond farewell to Sinatra, replacing him with a singer called Dick Hames. But a story appeared in the newspapers that a mobster called Willie Moretti actually coerced Dorsey to let Sinatra out of his contract for a few thousand dollars. This, in fact, was fictionalized in the book and the movie called The Godfather. But according to Nancy Sinatra's biography, the newspaper rumors were quite mischievous and were published purely because of Frank's democratic policies at the time. Sinatra didn't serve in the military during World War II, as he was not acceptable for military service due to a perforated eardrum. Biographers have noted that Sinatra actively supported the war effort, much as Bing Crosby and Bob Hope did, working frequently with the popular Andrews sisters both on radio in the 40s and appearing as guests on each other's shows, as well as on many USO shows that were broadcast to the troops via the Armed Forces Radio Service. The next big step in Sinatra's career came in September of 1951 when he made his Las Vegas debut at the Desert Inn. He went on to become a prominent figure on the Las Vegas scene throughout the 1950s and 1960s. However, the major rebirth of Sinatra's career began with the Eve of Pearl Harbor drama From Here to Eternity. That was 1953, and in that he won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor. His fine performance in this role marked a really big turnaround for him. Becoming an Oscar-winning actor helped him regain his position as the top recording artist in the world. And by the end of the year, Billboard had named this next song their Song of the Year. It was the title song of his 1954 movie with Doris Day. It was called Young at Heart, and here it is.
Fairy tales can come true, it can happen to you. If you're young at heart, for it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind. If you're young at heart, you can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
Sinatra had an album at that time called Swing Easy with Nelson Riddle at the helm, and it was named Album of the Year, with Sinatra named as the top male vocalist. Another collaboration with Nelson Riddle, released in March of 56, was his Songs for Swingin' Lovers. It was both a critical and a financial success, featuring the recording of I've Got You Under My Skin, which is a classic Sinatra number. So let's spoil ourselves, shall we, by hearing it again.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well? I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin.
sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
Through the late 50s, Sinatra defended the classic, stylish, lyrical music genre of the 30s and 40s, but frequently criticized rock and roll music. Sinatra despised music that he found publicly demeaning of women. His 1959 hit High Hopes lasted on the Hot 100 for 17 weeks, more than any other Sinatra hit did on that chart. And here's why.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant.
But he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky. Hopes.
So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant. Once there was a silly old ram, thought he'd punch a hole in a dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting that dam, 'cause he had high hopes. He had high hopes. He had high apple pie in the sky. Anytime you're feeling bad, instead of feeling sad, just remember that ram. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam.
Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam.
Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam. Problem curb.
Oops, there goes another problem curb.
Oops, there goes another problem curb.
Sinatra consistently displayed sympathy for the African American and worked both publicly and privately all his life to help them win equal rights. He played a major role in the desegregation of Nevada hotels and casinos in the 1960s, often stepping in to demand apologies for a racist incident and abolishing any discriminatory policies before he would actually fulfill his own show contract. He often spoke from the stage on desegregation and repeatedly played benefits on behalf of Dr. Martin Luther King and his movement. According to his son Frank Jr., Dr. King sat weeping in the audience at one of his father's concerts in 1963 as Sinatra sang this next song because it so deeply affected him. It's a song from the musical Showboat, and it's called Old Man River.
Here we all work along the Mississippi. Here we all work while the white folk play, pulling them boats from the dawn till sunset, getting no rest till the judgment day. Don't look up and don't look down. You don't dast make the boss man frown. Bend your knees and bow your head and pull that rope until you're dead. Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man boss. Show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I long to cross. Old Man River, that old man river, he don't say nothing, but he must know something. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, and he don't plant cotton, and them what plant some are soon forgotten. But old man River just keeps rolling along. Sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale. You get a little drunk and you land in jail. Gets weary and sick of trying. I'm tired of living, but I'm scared of dying. And old man River, he just keeps rolling.
Released in August of 1965 was the Grammy Award-winning album of the year called September of My Years, and it contained the single It Was a Very Good Year, which also won Frank the 1966 Grammy Award for Best Male Vocal Performance. A career anthology album, A Man and His Music, followed in November, winning the Album of the Year at the Grammys also in 1966. And soon after came That's Life, with both the single and the album of that name becoming top 10 hits in the US on the Billboard pop charts, and then followed this next song, which went on to top the pop singles charts, winning the award for Record of the Year at the Grammys.
Mm-hmm. Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting, something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night. Up to the moment when we said our first hello, little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right. For strangers in the night. Love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right. For strangers in the night.
Sinatra started 1967 with a series of recording sessions with Antonio Carlos Jobim, and later in the year recorded a duet with his own daughter Nancy called Something Stupid, and it also topped the charts. And then, with Sinatra in mind, Paul Anka wrote the song My Way, which was very much inspired by a French song. My Way became more closely identified with Sinatra than any other song over his 7 decades as a singer. And then in 1973, after a 3-year break, Sinatra produced both a television special and an album, both entitled Old Blue Eyes is Back. The album, arranged by Gordon Jenkins and Don Costa, was a great success, reaching number 12 in the charts. And famously, during 1974 in Australia, he caused quite a bit of uproar by describing journalists there as fags and pimps and whores, and the Australian unions representing the transport workers and waiters and journalists all went on strike, demanding that Sinatra apologise for his remarks. Bob Hawke, who was then the ACTU leader, insisted that Sinatra apologise, and a settlement was eventually reached to the apparent satisfaction of both parties. Moving along to 1980, Frank Sinatra's first album in 6 years was released, spawning yet another song that would become a signature tune. It was the theme from New York, New York. And here it is.
Start spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it, New York, New York. I wanna wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These
little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps.
Sinatra maintained an active touring schedule in the early 1990s, and in 1993 he returned to Capitol Records for his Duets album. And that album and its sequel, Duets 2, would see Sinatra make his classic recordings with popular contemporary performers who added their vocals to a pre-recorded tape. Sinatra's final public concerts were held in Japan's Fukuoka Dome in December of 1994, and the following year, on February 25, 1995, at a private party for 1,200 select guests on the closing night of the Frank Sinatra Desert Classic Golf Tournament, Sinatra sang before a live audience for the very last time. Esquire magazine reported of the show that Sinatra was clear, tough, on the money, and in absolute control. His closing song on that occasion was this next one.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started in to hum. Still, it's a real good bet the best is yet to come. Best is yet to come, and babe, won't that be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. And wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? Best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine. We're gonna drain the cup dry. Wait till your charms are ripe
for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but baby, you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine, and you're gonna be mine.
In his personal life, Sinatra had three children, Nancy, Frank Jr., and Tina, all with his first wife, Nancy Sinatra. He was married three more times, however, to actresses Ava Gardner, Mia Farrow, and finally to Barbara Marx, who remained with him till his death in 1998. And of all the US presidents that he associated with during his career, he was closest to John F. Kennedy. In 1960, Sinatra and his friends Peter Lawford, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr. actively campaigned for Kennedy throughout the United States. Then 20 years later, in the 1980 presidential election, Sinatra supported Ronald Reagan and donated $4 million to Reagan's campaign. Sinatra said that he supported Reagan as he was the proper man to be the president of the United States, and Reagan's victory gave Sinatra his closest relationship with the White House since the early 60s. However, Sinatra had suffered from significant ill health for the last few years of his life, and he was frequently hospitalized for heart and breathing problems. He had high blood pressure, pneumonia, and bladder cancer, as well as some degree of dementia. And on May the 14th, 1998, his health finally gave out. Sinatra died aged 82 from a severe heart attack at the Cedars Sinai Medical Center, with his wife Barbara by his side. The night after his death, the lights on the Empire State Building in New York City were turned blue, and the lights on the Las Vegas Strip were also dimmed in his honor. Sinatra's funeral was held at the Roman Catholic Church of the Good Shepherd in Beverly Hills, California, on May the 20th, 1998, with 400 mourners in attendance and thousands of fans outside. Gregory Peck, Tony Bennett, and Sinatra's own son, Frank Jr., addressed the mourners, who included many notable people from film and entertainment. The words, "The best is yet to come," plus "beloved husband and father," are imprinted on Sinatra's grave marker. The United States Congress passed a resolution on May the 20th, 2008, designating May the 13th as Frank Sinatra Day to honor his contribution to American culture. Sinatra has three stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for his work in film, music, and television, respectively. But I guess he's best remembered for one particular song that probably summarized his life quite well. And so I'll close this special tribute to the man they call Old Blue Eyes and the chairman of the board with that very song.
And now end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets I've had a few, but then again too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew, but through it all,